So we're holding in a place like this, the whole sugi here. The hot piece of Gemara coming up. Listen carefully, we'll go through it slowly and carefully, and we'll build the massive Vashitosis over here on many, many levels. We're holding in a place, part one of the sugi, B'Shot Tov U'Motzlach, as we finished, which is why would I think that you don't swear? Why would I think that you don't swear by Hadas Eidim? Why not? You know, $500 Gandik. So he spoke at great length. Rashi in places, can I get you with Raman, Choshen Amoyne, and other ways, that was part one. Part two was, is a Kalva Chaimer, which says, no, you have to have a Shavuot. We spoke about that briefly. What is the Kalva Chaimer? Where are we holding now? We're holding now the point that the Kalva Chaimer is, Madach Pib is not Mechaev Knas, and Eidim are Kolshkein, Pib which is Mechaev Shavuot, is Eidim and Mechaev Shavuot. That's the Kalva Chaimer that's on the table right now, and that Kalva Chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatoy and Israel Shavim, and everything's good. So it reminds of Pirach on the Kalva Chaimer. You're making a kal v'chomer. Piv is kal, because it's not machayev kanas, and Eidim. So Piv has a chomer also. The minute that Piv has a chomer, so there's no kal v'chomer anymore. You can't learn out from Peh to Eidim that you're machayev Shavuot, because Peh has a chomer that Eidim doesn't have. Which is what? Ma'al Piv shekein machayev min korban. Tamer be'Eidim shekein machayev min oisar korban. Peh is machayev gai korban. Eidim are not machayev gai korban. Now the obvious question is, you have to ask yourself right away, what is the case when we say that a peh is mechayev korban? What is the case when we say Eidim are not mechayev korban? What's the case? The Eidim said and the guy disagreed. What is the case where a guy is not chayev korban machmas Eidim? I want to pinpoint the nekud here. The Gemara says that peh has a chumra over Eidim. You want to make a kal v'chumra that madach peh is chayev shvur kol shkein Eidim? No, peh has a chumra. What's a chumra? Peh is mechayev korban. Eidim are not mechayev korban. What we want to focus on the next 2 days. What does it mean that Eidim are not mechayev korban? What's the case? Eidim said you're mechayev korban, the guy's not mechayev korban. How could that be? They said he ate chelov. That's the $1 million question here, okay? Holy kash, v'chiyakir, meyas, v'yulei, domer, Eidim, mechayev, v'neis, v'korban, v'kal, v'chomer. The time, omer, l'shnayim, v'chal, t'chelov, v'omer, l'chal, t'yivimeyam, mechayev. The meyas says Eidim are mechayev korban. So we don't find that Peh is stronger than Eidim. Eidim could also be mechayev korban. Achom poitrim, Amr Meir Mevil Shnayim with the Misach Amor the Vil the Carbon, Hakal, Hakadabi, Hakabachem. Amulay Mam Yusulam amazed at Easy Potter. Okay. Everybody say, listen carefully. The Gemara says, Eidim has a weakness. You can't make a Kal Vachem to Eidim that Madach Pez Chayav Shu Eidim for sure, because Eidim has a weakness. What's the weakness? It's not Machayav Apartment. I want to just repeat what I printed out for you on the introduction today. That's a no brainer that if Eidim I'm a chayev korban, and the guy is not makish, he's for sure chayev. That's a no-brainer. And the same thing applies by an erachot. If an erachot is machayev korban, it says you ate a chaylev, and the guy is not makish, he's chayev korban. That I brought you a gemara on the bottom of your alphabet increases. The gemara learns it out of a pasuk, okay? What does the gemara over there say? The gemara over there says two things. One is that from the word elov, we learn that if the guy's makhish in a chayav korban, elov, it has to be that it's elov, it has to be that I understand it. And from the word hoida, it doesn't say yodea, it means that somebody else notified you. We learn out that in Eid Echad, who's madir, that you're chayav and you're not makhish chayav. Repeat again. The Gemara on the bottom of Kisit Alpham and Beis, which I printed out for you today, learns out two dinim. Hoi hoida elov. From the word elov, we learn that when I'm makhish, it's not elov. I didn't agree, so I'm not chayav korban. And from the word hoida, we learned that when you're not machish, so you are chayav korban by an eid echad. Pasuk's not talking about two eidim. By the way, why the word hoida? The word hoida is a weird lashon. Hoida means it was known to you, not yoidea. Hoida is a hoida elov. What's hoida elov? Somebody told you. So from the word hoida, we learn that if you're not machish, an eid echad can be chayav you. From the word Eilav, we learn that it has to be Eilav, it has to be that I agreed, and if I'm Machish, it's not. So that's what we learn out, that an Eid Achod, who says you ate Chaylav and you're not Machish, you're Chayav, from the word Hoida, and when you are Machish, you learn out from the word Eilav, that you're not Chayav. To Eidim, when you're not Machish, you're Chayav. Program of Machlik is what happens when you have two Eidim, and the guy said, Lo'echalti, or I ate, but I have something else. That's the big question. Lo'echalti goes there. So again, I want to repeat. There are three dinim which are crystal clear. Din number one is Eid Echad says you ate and you were maskim, you chayav bring a korban. By the way, I want to point out, you bring a korban, that means there's no problem with chulun ba'zoi, not bring some korban to the Beis HaMikdash. to the fact is that the Eidechon says you ate Chelev, and he says, okay, I'm quiet, I'm not machish you, I accept that. Hey, love, you have to bring a carbon. And the carbon's a carbon. Key number two is, what happens if the Eidechon says you ate Chelev, and I said, loyach alpi? I don't bring a carbon, because it's not Eidechon. That's Eidechon. What about two Eidim came along and said that you ate and you're not machish? Obviously, you have. Two Eidim say you ate Chelev, you have to bring a carbon. What happens if two Eidim come along and say, you ate Chelev, and I say, loyach alpi? And that's the machlokes is a man, the Rabbanan. So the Gemara originally thought, like the Rabbanan, that the Eidim are not believed when you're machish. So the Gemara says, no, Reb Chiya Chamais holds like a mayor. The middle of the Kal V'Chomer is Chai V'Kayim. That's what we're holding, by the way, over here. The Kal V'Chomer is Chai V'Kayim. Why is the Kal V'Chomer Chai V'Kayim? Ma'adach Peh, which is Chai, which is Potter from Knesset Chai V'Shua, Koshkein Eidim. Ayah told me Eidim are weaker, the Eidim can't be Machai V'Karbon. When there's HaKosho, you can do no. You hold like who? You hold like Rabbi, so there's no weakness in it. That's the shock of the time in the Gemara. But according to the Rabbanan, I want to hold that when you're makfish, Eidim can't be chayiv. So there's a weakness in Eidim. There's a weakness in Eidim. What's the weakness in Eidim? Eidim can't be chayiv when you're makfish. Atkan, the tzura of the Gemara. So when the Gemara says slowly, I found a weakness in Eidim that knocks the Kal V'Chomer out, it's not a Chomer. The weakness is that when Eidim clash with what? That when Eidim clash with Hakasha, they're not believed. That's the weakness that we found in Eidim. That's the weakness that we found in Eidim. The weakness that we found in Eidim is that when Eidim clash, when Eidim don't clash, Avadi Chayav HaKorban. When the weakness is, Fekti Gemara, Eidim are not Chayav HaKorban when it clashes with the guy, when the guy's Machish. And Fekti Gemara, that's the Rabbanan. Rabbios, like our mayor, rules that when Eidim clash, they are Chayav HaKorban. And the Gemara brings us to the Machlekes of a mayor and the Rabbanan. Let's see Rashi inside. Now let's begin the journey. Zok Rashi. Piv Mechayev HaKorban, Tekziv, Hisvada, Shachot, Tekziv. There's a big problem with this pasuk. This pasuk with Hisvada was said by Alshon. Rashi should have said the pasuk of Hoyda Elov. Say to Zakash, if you're showing a mask, we'll leave the Rashi now. Eidim, Eim Achishon, Eim Achayev HaKorban, says Rashi. When are Eidim not Eim Achishon? If the Eidim are Makish, you're Makish, the Eidim, then you're not Chayev. Tekziv, Oy Hoyda Elov, Leish Yudu Acherim. He has a mikvah. He put them in a carbon. So the story is like this. We're going to talk about now the machlekes of Meir and the Rabbanan, whether Eidim, who say that a guy is chayav chayav, we know that it is very clear. If you're not machish, you chayav a carbon. If you're not machish, you're not chayav. If two Eidim say you're chayav and you're not machish, you're chayav. Now we start. Two Eidim said you're chayav, you ate chayav, and he says, loyach alpi, I didn't eat. The mayor says, you're chayav to bring a carbon, and Eidim don't have the weakness of Rabbanan. Let's talk for the next 2 days about this machlekes of Meir and the Rabbanan. What's the machlekes? So the mayor says that Avad Yechayev, two Eidim said Yechayev, two Eidim said Yechayev, Avad Yechayev, Avad Yechayev, Avad Yechayev, Avad Yechayev, Avad Yechayev, Avad Yechayev. I want to argue. There's three or four major kashas on Rashi. Rashi says, why did the Rabbanan say Yepater? Halei b'chol Torah kulo, we have it in the Eidim Achayev. Says Rashi, Eidim ein mechayven es hakorban im machishin oisam, tiksiv oi hoida elov, v'leish yidu achirim. Elov means he has to know himself. He has to have his own knowledge. It's not enough that other people tell him. So Rashi's a bomb. Rashi says, you know what the Pshat the Rabbanan is? You know what the Pshat the Rabbanan is? The Pshat the Rabbanan is that there's a Xerz HaKosev. Two Eidim say that you chayev to eat, and I say I didn't eat. That's called Hidiyu Acheru. That's called other people are telling me. It has to be Elov. I have to know. I have to agree. Says Rashi, a pasuk, that the Peshad in the Rabbanon is because of a drosh of Leish Yudel. Now, in parentheses, I'm just going to say something. The Gemara Taka brought this drosh on the bottom of your album base. But where did the Gemara bring this drosh in context to where? Where did the Gemara bring this drosh that if there's a Hakosha, it's not called Hidiyu Elov? Rashi brought it in the context of what? And you have an Eidachot, because the Gemara on the bottom of your album base talk about an Eidachot. Right? The Gemara said it can't be talking about a pasuk of two Eidim, because if you're not Machish, you don't need a pasuk. But Rashi said, Rashi took on, it's a crucial word, that the Xeris HaKosov, that when you're Machish and Eid, you're not Chayav, because it's not called Eilov, it's Sabei 1 Eid, Sabei 2 Eidim. Very interesting. Rashi took on that the Drosha, which says that it has to be Hoidu Eilov, it has to be that I know, it has to be that I agree, not only when 1 Eid comes along and says you're Chayav Eilov, 1 Eid comes along and says Chayav, it's a huge Kiddush, it says Hoida. Right? So we learn from there that one eighth can be mechayev your carbon. That's a chiddush. What happens when I'm machish the one eighth? The Gemara says it's not called elov. Says Rashi, not even one eighth. If there's a xeris akosva that says hoydu me elov, that I have to know that I'm chayev, that I have to agree that I'm chayev, that applies by two eidim also. Two eidim said, oh, I ate chaylov. I said, no, it's not here to do eidim. So we have a Rashi over here, which says a bomb. That the tam of the Rabbonon is because of a drosha on the bottom of Yoral and Beis, which I printed on the sheet today, which says, hoida. So the word hoida teaches me that an eidachot is believed when you're not machish. And the word eilov teaches me that if you are machish, nobody's believed. Not an eidachot and not two eidim. That's a summary of this remarkable Rashi. So Rashi over here said that the pshat in the Rabbanan is because it's Xeris HaKosev. What do you mean to Eidim said Yechayev Chaylov? But there's Xeris HaKosev, it has to be Eilov. I have to know that I'm Chayev. There's a Bazundur Adin and Chata's Eilov. Slowly. So I have many, many kashas. Oh, there's five kashas. Okay? Just hold on. Kasha number one is the obvious question. Is that I printed out a Gemara for you on the top of Yud Beis Amad Aleph in Krisus. Correct? I printed out a Gemara for you on the top of Kriya Beis Amad, which said what? What did the Gemara say over there? My time in the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon argue? The Gemara over there said two things. What are the two things the Gemara said? Called the Neman al Atzmai, right? What's the lashon over there? A second shot with the Gemara says, Amigu, Giboyama, the guy could have said Mazid. Nobody knows whether it's Mazid or Shagig, right? So my first question is a bomb question. How could Rashi come along and say that the reason why the Rabbanon hold that when two Eidim say that you ate Chalev and he says no, he's not trying to bring the Korban? Says Rashi, it's Xeris HaKosev. It says, Hoida Eilov. It has to be Eilov. You have to agree. You have to know inside your egg and the Yadir. And when I'm Machish, it's not Eilov. So what's the Gemara asking my time with the Rabbanon? I think we're asking your base of Alpha Krisos. My time with the Rabbanon, right? What's the reason about it? More means two reasons, which we're going to discuss at length what they are. One reason is because of the Neman al Atzmai. Second reason is because of Amigo, which we'll talk about. Hachava soon, today, tomorrow, next day. What do you mean? Rashi brings a pasuk. Rashi says the pshat d'rabbanan is that when you're machish, it's not called eilov. So what's it say? What's it going to say? My time d'rabbanan, a catastrophe. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, I don't consider a mayor. A very interesting question. The mayor responds to the rabbanan and he says, oh, for sure when eidim say yechayev, even if you're machish, yechayev is a kal v'chomer, madach yechayev misa, that for sure yechayev. I have a very simple and painful memanoshach. He holds of this drasha of Eilov, or he doesn't hold of the drasha of Eilov? What do rabbis say? If he holds of the drasha of Eilov, so what's a kal v'chomer going to help me? But it's not Eilov. It could be very nice kal v'chomers. Eilov is an internal din in chatas. In order to be chayev a korban chatas, you have to be Eilov, you have to know that I'm chayev. I have to agree that I'm chayev. Chiyuv has to be from zich, it has to be my chiyuv, that I accept the chiyuv of myself, that I know that I'm chayev. There's deep reasons behind it, by the way. You want to get a kapara, the person has to agree that he's chayev. Let's say. So if you hold it a drasha, what is the kavuchem going to help me? Madach chveis pez chayiv this misa which is chayiv madach misa which is chayiv misa v'dei shemayim kol shkein it's chayiv a korban. Very nice, yeah, very nice. But there's a kasha which says elam. Nobody said it's a weakness in eidim. There's a kasha that you have to. That's kasha number elam. You tell me he doesn't hold it a drasha. He doesn't hold it a drasha. So what is that being a kabbalchemer for? Two guys said Yechayev being Chayev. B'chol teru kula b'shnai meidim yakudover. Go bring a korban again. Tikshol ma'yisrael. So question number one is, how could Rashi say that the tam of the Rabbanon why you're not Chayev to bring a korban is because of a drasha of Eilov that is not called Eilov? When Moiv Rabbeis said, the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says two different reasons. You can talk in such a kasha, literally. The second question I ask is that's the reason for the Rabbanon? So what's your mayor saying a kabbalchemer for? What's the kabbalchemer? If you hold it as Rasha, that is a problem of Eilov, that it's not called an Egen Achiv. So the Kabbalah doesn't address the problem, but the Kabbalah doesn't fix the problem. If you don't hold it as Rasha, you don't need a Kabbalah. Two Eidim said Yechayev Chayev. Like Bechal Terkul, you don't need to be dramatic Kabbalah, by the way. Two Eidim said Yechayev Chayev. What I can you machish? Who are you, Bechal? It's the cup. I, Eilov, he doesn't hold it as Rasha. This Kasha is a catastrophic Kasha. I'm going to expand on this Kasha in a minute. The third Kasha is that Rashi says, Divrei HaMaskol, who Amar Le'achalti Potter Shayochel Lemon Mezer Isi Evemigo. So all the Rishonim scream at Rashi and say it's Amigo Makom Edim. So what do you mean Amigo? Amigo, believe me that what? Believe me that I didn't eat, but they didn't say you do. And B'chol HaTerukula, we hold Amigo Makom Edim Le'aminon. That's Kasha 3. Kasha 4. This is the Kasha. Everyone has the Kasha on Rashi. What? I don't know what you're talking about. It's Amigo Makom Edim. Rashi says amigo. What's the difference? Ask me a question. Rashi says the guy has amigo, correct? The Gemara says he has amigo. Good as amazing. If it is amazing, who would believe? Nobody can tell the guy whether it's amazing or shaking. Frankly, I can't understand. To me, what made him? All you're trying to miss the Kasha and Rashi. Kasha 4. Kasha 4 is the catastrophe here. It's a stereo in Rashi. Rashi says two different pshatim in the Rabbanon. Rashi starts off and says the pshat in the Rabbanon because it's a pasuk. It's not called Hoyda Elov. The guy didn't agree. He's makish to Edom, so it's not called Elov. What does Rashi say in the next Rashi? He has a migu. Believe him. So what's going on here? Two Rashis next to each other, say to each other. One Rashi says that the reason is because of a pasuk that's not called Elov, because I didn't agree that I'm chayav b'kol mechatas. I said le'achalti. The next Rashi says because of a migu. Make up your mind. Kasha number 5 is, I'm going to ask it even further. I'm going to repeat now my kasha from a mayor. If it's because of a migu, so what's the mayor arguing? He doesn't hold a migu. He's arguing migu makom edim. So kasha number 5, I'm repeating now my kasha from a mayor. I asked the kasha and a mayor to feed the first rashi that brings a pasuk. Now I'm going to repeat. The next rashi says it's a migu. So I don't say, a mayor doesn't hold an amigo. Where's the kabbal chomer help me? Elamai holds a migu makom edim. So that's what they're arguing about. So he's being a kavu chomer for. Let him just get up and say it's a migu makom edim. Elamai, he agrees it's a migu. So what's the kavu chomer help me? I'm repeating the kasha. I asked 5 kashas here, by the way. Kasha number 1 is that if Rashi brings a pasuk, I would call 1A and 1B. Make it 6, just why not? Okay, I'm in the mood of asking kashas. Yeah? Ha'ara number 1 is that Rashi takes on for the Pasha that when two Edom say Yechayev or Korban, and your Machish is not called Hoyda Elov. There's no Mefurisha Gemara like this, by the way. It's a Ha'ara. Number 1 is not a Kasha. There's no Gemara like about this. The Gemara which says that when you Machish the Eid, you're not chayiv, it's talking about an eidachot. Because the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara says it's not going on two eidim, because by two eidim, you don't need a pasuk of hoida, because when you're not machish, it's another pasuk. We said it, but the Gemara Maskana comes down like that, the pasuk's not talking, the drosh of oi hoida eidim is not talking about two eidim, correct? It's not a hachmin about it. The Gemara speaks out. The Gemara says it can't be talking about two eidim. The Gemara Maskana says it's not talking about two eidim. The Teres is Rashi holds, and the Ramban speaks this out over here, by the way. The Ramban over here, I'll print a few tomorrow, the Ramban. I wanted to go slowly today. The Ramban speaks this out. The Ramban says that even though the Gemara on the bottom of the page says that the pasuk of Hoida is going on one aid when you're not Makish, because two aidim doesn't need a pasuk, but when you are Makish, the Elof part is going on both. Sai one aid to it. That's a Ha'ara, by the way. It's a Ha'ara, because there's no Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of the Alpha Bay says Hoida means the Eidachot said and you weren't Makish, and Elof means the Eidachot said and you were Makish. The Gemara says it can't be going on two aidim because when you're not Makish, you don't need a pasuk. Rashi said, you're right, the hoida part that says when you're not makish, you're going on eidach, but I don't need a pasuk for two eidim. When you are makish, when you're lacking eilov, that's going on both. That's ha'or number 1. Ha'or number 2 is that if it's a pasuk, what does the mayor hold? If you hold it as drasha, that there's a din of eilov that you yourself have to know your chayav of the korban, the kavuchem is not going to help me. If he doesn't hold it as drasha, what does he need a kavuchem for? Ha'or number 3 is that it's a migo makom eidim. Ha'or number 4 is that it's a steer in Rashi. Ha'or, I forgot. Horror number 1 is that it's a chiddush in the Gemara. Horror number 2 is that the Gemara increases your base, says my time with Rabbanan, and says two other pshatim. Catastrophic kasha. Yeah. Horror number 3 is what the man need a kabbal chaim before. Horror number 4 is that it's a migu makom eidim. Horror number 5 is that it's a stiras Rashi. Rashi brings a pasuk and then Rashi brings a migu. It's mamash Greek. Horror number 6 is that if there's a migu, was a meirhold. Those are the 6 horrors on the Rashi over here, Pshat Aliba de Rabbanan. The story is like this. Look at the Rabban that I printed out for you today. The reason why I printed out the Ramban today is because the Ramban speaks about many, many pratim. I understand that this is a new sugya for the Olam, so we're going to go build the Ramban slowly, okay? Let's learn inside, okay? Ayin Chidush Ramban, you have it? Ramban. And the Ramban says the same thing. I'm going to say Tifa Tifa Raid now, which is a little bit of a shock for the Olam, but this is the pshat. Kach kibalti merabai say from Beis Shalom. It says like this. Yeah. Listen carefully. The Yofa, and what I'm going to say now is level 1. I'm heading towards a different place completely by the time we finish the Tosis tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Look inside now. The Yofa Pirish Khan Rashi Zal. Bishum Diksiv Oi Hoida Elo Chatosa Velesha Yudu Acherim. First, the Ramban gives a stamp of approval Yoha Pirushashi. Ah, as I mentioned on Ramban, yeah? The Hilik Ramban says, why is Ramban, by the way, why does Ramban need to say Yoha Pirushashi? Was he giving out Askonis? He's in a good mood. Because Rashi is very controversial. Rashi says a pshat in the Rabbana, which is against the Gemara. The Gemara says my time in the Rabbana, the Gemara says tupshatun. Adovinoira. So he says, Yop, Rashi's right. In time, affect the Ramban, love the amigo, and amigo. This is the big kasha. So the Ramban really is to steer in Rashi. If it's Yop appears Rashi, the Rashi brought the pshat, so what's he being amigo for? The Efsher, what's this? The Hecha de Machish Beferush. If not for the Migu, so then even in a case where I say I didn't eat, Oy Hoida Allah Elov, it's a mistake, Chatosek Arim, but it's called Elov. Why? Why is it called Elov? I said I'm not Chayiv. She Yeshle Lismach Al Shnaim Yesem Yatsu, he should rely on two guys more than himself. Shematah, maybe you made a mistake. Looking at the Ram, same thing. During the time I came, Migu Lomali. Yeshom the Kuli High Lerm Minish, a Nemek, a Ancient Ksas Migu, Kibisha Machishan, as a Shnaim Lagami, the Hoyda, I love Karina Bay. The Adem is Leila Mismach. To rely on the Adem, I have to explain at length what it means. It's very, very deep for it. The Ravan says, I'm going to tell you what Pshana Rashi is. The Ravan, by the way, doesn't ask all the kashas I asked. But the Ravan says, answers all the kashas. The Ravan says, I understand you. If it's Jumpa Pirish Rashi that you brought me a drosh, it's not called Elov. Because the guy says, Lo Yechalti. So then, what do you need me go for? Zakhtar Ravan, because even though there is a drosha called Elov, the drosha says that the chiv has to be from you. It's not, you can't be Machayev Bidachos here. The chiv has to come Machos me. But, when two Eidim come along and say, Yechalti Chelev, that's called, I know. Ravan says, and the Ran says, Eidim Islay Lemisach, you should have relied on the Eidim. I remember Lo Yechalti. If I says you made a mistake, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yarkum Dover. Yeah, my sinner. The reason for the Rabbanan is because it's not called Elov. It's not called I know. I said Lo Yechalti. So what did it be before? Because it should be called Elov. Two Eidim came along and said that you ate. Two Eidim say along. Is you should rely on them. And that should be called Elov. That's called you know. You have to rely on them. You need to rely on them. You should rely on them. And if I should rely on them, because B'chol HaTayr Kulu what two Eidim say, I said Lo Yechalti. You made a mistake. You know what you're talking about. One second. Yeah? So that's why, slowly, the Pasuk itself, doesn't do the job. We're going to go step by step. It's very, very deep read. The Pasuk itself doesn't do the job. Because you're telling me I need Hoyde Elov. So I was Machish. I'm going to say very deep now. But Yeyachod, I could hear, because Yeyachod, I'm not Machish to listen to, right? It's a chiddush that I echad b'chayav akorom b'flal when I'm not machish, right? It's a chiddush that I echad b'chayav akorom when I'm not machish. But when I am machish, they tell the eidach they go fly a kite. But over here, my rabbi says it's two eidim. Two eidim said you ate chaylov. Have a little misach. Ta, says the Ran and the Rabban. So what's the obvious question? So where's the Migu help? The guy says to himself, I believe myself because I could have said something. You ever said something? So what's the Migu do? He makes a migu to himself. I know that I remember that I didn't make a mistake because I could have said something else. I can't even say that out of my mouth. That's absurd, right? If the issue is, should you rely on the Edom or not? Did you make a mistake or not? So what's a migu going to do? I could have said mezer easy, and therefore what? So I say to myself, I'll prove to myself that I remember because I could have said mezer easy. Make sense? It's a joke, right? It's a scam. Not even a scam or something. It's ridiculous. I can't prove to myself that I know what's going on. I prove to myself that when I said Lo Yechalti, I really meant Lo Yechalti because I could have said Mezer Yisi. That proves to myself that I remember. That's the big mystery over here. What does the Migu help over here? The Pella Otsa Mamish. So the Bir HaDvarim is like this. The Bir HaDvarim is. The guy's not saying amigo to himself, right? You can't prove to yourself what it called. The pshat's like this. The pshat is that I'm going to say very, very, very tiferet on many levels, so bear with me. About the amigo is being said to who? Who's amigo said to? Amigo said, copy Bezdin, okay? Amigo said, we'll use Bezdin as the outside figure. Amigo is said, copy a Bezdin, okay? Copy a Bezdin, so amigo says, is your taina now? The way it works is like this. I'm going to explain about Hachava what I mean. I'm going to answer all the kashas now in one blow. Watch. If Klapi Bezdin, what you said is stupidity, is narishkeit. That means I want to know, did you say something that has epis truth to it? Does it have epis of basis? If the litmus test and the barometer for that is, how does Bezdin look at such a thing? Bezdin watches such a story, okay? I'm watching as an outsider. Well, call me a Bezdin. One guy's two agents say, and the guy says, Lachalti. If he doesn't have a migo to back him up, then he's saying, shtiot. Nothing. It's not plopping. You could say, going down mincha. There's no meaning. When a guy says something that in Hilchus Taina is not called a Taina Bechlal, has no meaning Bechlal, no basis, it's about he has to accept the Eidim because he said something which in our eyes is Shtusim. I repeat again. If he says something which in our eyes is Narishkeit, so then he's saying nothing, then he has to accept the Eidim. That's called you know. What happens if the guy says something that in our eyes has a basis? It has a basis. Albeit it's true, and here's the critical line. Eidim are better than amigo, for sure. Eidim are level 8, amigos are level 6. It's true. But as Octepis, it has a basis. It's not Stam Narishkeit. Amigo Makam Eidim, by the way, doesn't mean that amigo is nothing. Amigo Makam Eidim means that Eidim is a stronger amount than amigo. But I brought to the table some sort of amount. I said a tainer. Afazoivait that we, the Bezdin, hear that you're tining something, then he is not Mechuyiv to listen to what the Eidim say. When I say the word listen, I don't mean practically should he believe in it. I'm not interested in what he believes in, okay? We're interested in is it called Eilov? Is it called you know? You know! Because two Eidim said you ate Eilov. If you came with a counter timer, that makes sense. If you came with a counter timer, that's reasonable. It's not to say Lo Achalti when two Eidim said Achalti. We're talking about. He's saying Narishke, he's saying Shtosim. And then the word is, how about this one? That's called you know. That's called you can say whatever you want, by the way. But if you say something which has Epis and Amonis, so then. Watch what I'm going to say now. We're not mechayiv you to accept what the Eidim said. We are not mechayiv you to accept what the Eidim said. The litmus test is not, hoyt the Eilov is not defined by the guy's mishigas is, what he has in his mind, what he's thinking at that second. Obviously, on that, amigo is not going to help, but he could have said something else. Doesn't change what his mindset is, right? The part is he chayiv to accept? Is Eilov is when you heard the music, you heard what happened, you were told what happened. Is if. So we say to you, you are an Eilov Dikka guy. We say to him, you have a carbon. You're an Eilov Dikka guy. Bring a carbon. If the guy said a taina, which is a reasonable taina to counter what the Eidim said, albeit it's true, Vigo Makamei doesn't work. Eilov, it's not cool. I said it. I put down a counter taina. I put down something on the table, which what you're going to say now, has a nemonis. It has a nemonis. It's not the Spitz nemonis, by the way. But it's enough to be called that I said something, that I'm not, then it's not called Eilov. I said a taina which has some truth to it, copy the belt. So we don't say to you, Narishkeit, face a cup. That's the Oymik of Shad. Now, this answers all the kashas. If you'll ask me, watch what I'm going to say now. So why does the Migo work alone? You know what the answer to that is? It's Migo Makamedin, the Rabban himself faced the kasha on Rashi earlier. He asked me, so why does the Migo do the job alone? We know the guy's saying the truth. The answer is what it means. It's a Migo Makam Eidim. So I'm going to have a clash between the Migo and the Eidim. We'll tell the guy to bring the carbon. The answer is the reason why it doesn't mean the carbon is because of Eilov. No, you'll ask me, Zakti Ramban, but it's Eilov. Zakti Ramban, but it's Eilov. Sheyesh l'smachal shnayim yesem yas v'shem atol. The answer is, no, I put down a counter taina to the Eidim. I put down on the table a monis. And Vivalde put down on the table a taina which has on them monis. I'm not chayav to listen to the Eidim. If I'm not chayav to listen to the Eidim, it's chal tain even klapi in Eidim. It's chal tain even klapi in Eidim. Now, if he's a, which is what the Rabbi answers. This is what the Rabbi means to say. If he's a, I answered all six kash, I answered all five kashas. Kasha number one was that, halay, the Rabbanan say a different reason. My time with the Rabbanan. And here the Rashi says the reason is because hoy the Eilov. If he's the Rabbanan, it's poshet. The reason for the Rabbanan is because Hoy the Eilov. No, the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanan. Why is it called Hoy the Eilov? The guy has two Eidim. I'm going to expand on this soon. The Rabbanan say two reasons, which I'm going to expand on in a few minutes. What was question number two? Question number two is, so what's the Kavach Omer Meir? I'm going to say, Davin, if a Zikris is here. Is Zikris is a mention? Thank you. I go back now to the catastrophic kasha. You hold it a pasuk, you don't hold it a pasuk. You need Eilov, right? So what do you bring me a kalvachomer? Kalvachomer doesn't help. He had one meal, it's nifl noy. First word line, I didn't print this line out for you today, okay? Mani Rav Meir hi, the Omer HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher hi. What's the Meir hold? Two people come, HaKosher de Betray, Mana HaKosher. It's nothing. What do you think? HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher hi. What's up, Rav Meir? HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher hi, it's garnished. How does Rav Meir know that, by the way? What does that mean? St. Tifer 8. Remeir's response to this whole package was, "Vemakum to Edim, the zuck's garnished." He didn't say anything. So you tell me, "Havamigu, I don't have to rely on you because I said a taina which presented." It means like this: Bezdin will allow you. What do we say, Pshandarabanan? Bezdin will allow you. The migu allows you to say that it's not Elo because you came with a taina that's epis. Remeir said two lines. Listen to this line: "Hachosher de betray lav hachoshehi." It's niflamoid. What do Remeir say? May I say, we're welcome to two people, it's garnished. It's garnished gezok. He said, Lachalti to Edu, said, Lachalti, I don't hear anything out of your mouth. So you have to rely on them. That's called Elov. So what's my answer to my Ramanashach? It's Nifl Moid. It's a simple good Elov. It's a Zukas HaTayr. How about he agrees to the drosh of Hoyd Elov? It has to be Elov. Either guy's Machish. That's not called Machish. That's the Ramat's Havamina before the Migu. I have a Migu. Shtuyot, there's nothing to make a Migu for because we're Achoshev betray Lava Koshi. Nothing happens, a non event. It's not Elo. I say Elo Chalti. So yeah, you don't let me talk about it. You didn't hear anything. You didn't say anything. He's not talking Narishkeit. He's talking like a tippish. One second, I've heard everything. So now I understand. I want to be Matzia. What the Kalvah Chomer is. You know what he came with the Kalvah Chomer was? He said, Madach Edim Amachayev Miso. For sure, Edim Binegeir Teshua are the absolute truth. And therefore, the Kalvah Chomer came to prove, what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that you can be Makhish Edim? Now it's Nifl Moed. What was the Oymek of the Rabbana? The Oymek of the Rabbana was that I can put down a counter taina to the Edim enough that it won't be called Elov. Now in the light of this Rabbana, we've arrived. What's the Pshat in the Rabbana? The Pshat in the Rabbana is, I have the ability to put down a counter taina to the Edim enough that they don't have to be Sevech on the Edim, that it's not called Elov. I repeat. The Elov has to be that Echazog Epis. If you're not saying anything, then it's called Me'elov. You know how you claim, you're yelling, you're screaming, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? You didn't say anything. Garnish Gezog, Edim. That's called, that's called Elov. You know, you can say whatever you want. We're not Gervis what you said. We are not Gervis what you said. And if we're not Gervis what you said, then it's the Garnish. So what do I want to say? No. Taste. A time of Lechalti with Amigo, the other reason between a minute, that gets things off the ground. Zuck, the ready call, nothing gets off the ground with Makam Edim. If Edim can mechayev Misa, then Benegea to a carbon, Edim are the absolute and only truth, and nothing else counts Machal. Hakosha de Betray, Lav Hakosha, it's Nifl and Void. I can ask another Kash if I want to hear on Kash, I'm in the mood today. What do you mean, Hakosha de Betray, Lav Hakosha? He bought a Kabul Chayimah, the Yechayev a carbon, right? What do you mean, Hakosha de Betray, Lav Hakosha? You want a Kabul Chayimah? No, the Kabul Chayimah teaches me that Hakosha de Betray, Lav Hakosha, it's Nifl and Void. What does the Kalvah Chomer teach you? Kalvah Chomer says, Yechayev a carbon? No. Kalvah Chomer teaches me, HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher. He does zuck the Kalvah Chomer. The Kalvah Chomer teaches. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Why do you think we're saying the Remeir holds HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher? That's not the Pshat of Remeir. It could be it's HaKosher. As Remeir says, there's two Edim, there's Kalvah Chomer. Two Edim, Yechayev a carbon. The answer is, what do you mean? But you need Hoidim Elov. It's not Elov. The answer is, HaKosher de Betray Lav HaKosher. Nothing happened. There's a non-event over here. Fekta HaKosher, there's a non-event. Why not? Who told you? Because the Kabbalah Chaim says, Madach, it's enough to be Mechayev Misa, for sure it's enough to be Mechayev a carbon, and therefore your Akosh is garnish, and therefore it's called Me'elov. The Lefiza, he answered all five kashas. Kasha number one was, one second, he answered all five kashas. The Ramban answers all five kashas. Kasha number one is, why do we say my time with the Rabban and you have a Pasuk? The answer is, because what the Pasuk says? Elov. It's called Elov, the Edom said. You know. Does haste you know this machaleh? You're supposed to rely on them. By the way, the word supposed to rely on them doesn't mean that the guy has to volunteer and say, "Oh, I rely on them." That's not what it means. That means this is the information that there is over here, whether you like it or not. We don't hear any other information. One second. That's the teretz of kasha number one. Kasha number two is Remeir. If you hold to the drasha, was the kavah chaim help? It doesn't matter. Interest you hold to the drasha, but the drasha teaches me that it's called elov because I chashed to betray lav klumu. It's nifl moed. What was kasha number three? To migu makam edim. The answer is you're right. Answer is, it is a Migul Makom Edom. I'm not using the Migul to believe you. Migul Makom Edom, I'm not using the Migul to believe you. I'm using the Migul that it shouldn't be called Lava Koshahi. I'm using the Migul that it should be called Hoida Elov. That's all I'm using the Migul. I'm using the Migul that it's not the Rameh is Darg of Lava Koshahi. It's not Kosha because he said something. Question number four is, that's a steer and Rashi. The answer is, Dozokta, what do you call it? Dozokta Rabban. The Yofa Pirish Rashi, the Pasuk, needs the Migul. Question number five was, if there's a Migul, as Rameh argued, the Teretz is, he holds HaKosha Lav Kumi, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground, so it's called Hoida Elov. Those are the answers to the five Kashas on Rashi, Lamita Shaltera. 1 second. If he's there, I want to show you a Dov Nifla. Open up the sheets. This is that clear, man. The Gemara says, I want to show you a Dov Nifla, Mita Shatar. I want to do this in Rav Asher. It's a Dov Nifla Mamish. The Gemara says, two reasons for Shat the Rabbanim. My time with the Rabbanim. Two Eidim said you're chayev, you say you're not, so bring your korban. What are we talking about, right? Maybe it's a Kalva Chayev. The Gemara says two reasons. The second reason, which Rashi quotes by us, is why? Because it's a Migul, correct? Rashi quotes a Migul. What's the other reason? Adam Neman Alatzmoy. Look in Rashi. Adam Neman Alatzmoy Bidvorim Sheyesh Behem Kaporo Leimimni Lasuye Chatos Leschaper Neged Koinei. Musa Seder. We're going to see tomorrow in Tosfos that Tosfos learns. We're going to see tomorrow in Tosfos that Tosfos learns that Adam Neman Alatzmoy is a full-scale nemonis. Adam Neman Alatzmoy Yeser, a person believe more than anything else. And Atki Dekach, we're going to see tomorrow that Goyen takes it and expands it to Cholat Kula. This is the Makar for Shavu and Afshach Etichat Yisura. A person has an nemonis legavi himself to against everything. That's what Tosfos is going to learn. Tosfos is not going to have a choice, as we're going to see part of the huge Lishitosa is cooking over here. And the Goyen learns out from here to Cholat Kula. Shavu and Afshach. Why do guys believe saying straight? Shavu and Afshach. Rashi takes the air out of the balloon. You saw the Rashi here? Adam Neman Alatzmei Bedvarim Sheyesh Behem Kapara. A guy is an umdina, that a guy is not going to stop himself from bringing a carbon, not have a kapara. You see, as a Rashi, you can faint. I'm going to say Dov HaNoira now. I'm going to say, this is enough to go up against two Edom? Two Edom say to the guy, Achal Techelev, B'chol HaTera Kula, Pishnayim Edom Yarkum Dover. Now the guy comes along and he says, no, lo achalti. So I'm going to say, you believe him. Why? Because people like to do tshuva. It's very nice. Some people do, I know a few that don't. What's Rashi talking about? That Azazach works against two Edom? I'm missing a shocking kash. Rashi doesn't make any sense. Is Bishlam a Tosfos who learns that other Neman Asuyas Mimei Edom means you have an Nemanis on yourself? It's one of the famous cornerstones of Noshim Nezikim, that a person has an Nemanis on himself, like Abi all in Yom, not just like Abi Kapara. We'll see tomorrow in Tosfos. Shocking Tosfos. Shocking Tosfos. And it's part of a huge mega legitosa on three levels, Lomdus and Cheshbon. But Rashi doesn't make any sense. Amiku Mela. Amiku Mela, Fashday. But what does this mean? A guy does it, so what? We're going to let the guy, Bezin's going to let the guy off the hook without a chattas because people like to do tshuva? Halei Tofaru? Afiyat Dvar Me'ela, it's Niflamoi, Lamita Shoteira, it's a Yantiv. Rashi didn't mean that these are the Tam of the Rabbanon. The Migul is Nishke Migul, it's a Migul Makom Edom. This Umdana is Bekoshi and Shane Umdana. People are like, what are called? Chas V'Shalom. The reason for the Rabbanon is because it's a Pasuk of Lohoida, Eilov, a person that Chayev HaChatos, until the person agrees that he's Chayev HaChatos. And the Chiyev is an Egen HaChiyev. The Chiyev is an Egen HaChiyev. Now there's a problem. It's called Hoida Eilov. When two Edom tell you something, that's called Eilov. You can stand on your head, you can say, Lohachalti V'Haibiz Morgan, Shtiot. The answer is, I said a taina which has episode amanus, which allows us to allow himself to hear himself. Again, I'm repeating, what does the migul help? You don't make a migul to yourself, you're not proving anything to yourself. The word is, you said a respectable taina. Zok Rashi, so what role does the migul play? The migul is not the reason why you're parted from the carbon. The migul is why it's not called hoida elav. The zok step is, you said something. I don't just throw you out because, like Rameyah said, hakosha de betray lava koshahi. Says Rashi, one shot's a migul. The migul gets my tine off the ground. The migul lets my foot in the door. What's the other shot? People don't like to avoid getting a kapara if they can. A yid likes to do kapara. If somebody comes along and says, achal techelev, a guy comes along and says, you know, you ate chelev. So le'mimni, a person doesn't stop himself from doing tshuva if he has the opportunity. Now, what does that do? That's enough to knock out a korban? Eid, chas v'shalom. It's enough to make it lo'hoi de'elev. It's enough to say that it's called epes ha'akosha. It's enough to say that I presented a counter taina to the eidim. In other words, in order for it to be called that it's not elov, in a vacuum where there are eidim, when there are eidim and you're not makish, so the vart is, that's called hoi de'elev, that's called you know. And when you say something, we say, Vaita, you don't know what you're talking about. You should listen to the Eidim. Why do we say you should listen to Eidim? Because you're talking in Narishkeit, because Achashem Bachar Afkomi. If we could find a way that you're not talking Narishkeit, if we could find a way where you presented a counter taina, if we could find a way that you said something which has Epis and Amonis. It's not the Amonis of Eidim. It's not going to fight Eidim. Like I said, this Omdina that people like to do Kapora is going to fight Eidim. We basically get a pot of the guy being a korban chata, so just chas v'shalom. But it's enough that it's not called Eidim, that I don't have to listen to the Eidim. Now again, I repeat. What does me listening to the Eidim have to do with what Bezdin thinks? I'm repeating again. It's not just what you have in your mind. You guys stand just screaming there and saying, about a chalti. I'll give you an example, right? The Ramban says, wait, so called Hodei, let's say there wouldn't be a miku. Let's say there wouldn't be a miku and there wouldn't be this other neman. And the guy's yelling and screaming, about a chalti. What does Ramban say? That Rashi held, that's called Hayda Elov. You need Hayda Elov. But that's called Elov. That's called, you know. But the guy's saying, I know for sure. It's a cup. Stop talking Narishkeit. We know that this is the only information that counts. This is the only information that you have to reconcile with, because what you said has no meaning. But if a guy comes along with a title that has meaning, then we don't force on you and say this is the only information in the picture. I said Lo Echalti. It's Narishkeit. Shtusim. We throw it out. Hakosh b'nei trei lav hakoshi. It's Gornish Kizok. Something that we don't reckon with a Bechal. But if the guy said something which makes sense in our eyes, because he has a migur, or he has this very weak omdun of Rashi, that's enough to have a kasha. Once I have a kasha to the Eidim, so I'm not using these reasons to beat the Eidim. Chas v'shalom, it's a migur makam Eidim, this omdun of Bechal is nothing. But it's enough that now we go back to the pasuk, and it's not called Hayda Elov. Now it's not called Elov, that's not called I know. Because the chiyuv machmas the Eidim is not because the Eidim were machayiv. The chiyuv is because I know that I'm chayiv. When the word I know doesn't mean I agree. That's what I want to say to you. I agree. I know means what's the information that we see over here in front of us? There's information over here that says that maybe there's another possibility over here. For that, you have to get your title off the ground. Otherwise, b'chlal, there's nothing here. Either you have a migu, or you have this funny umdana which says, they even like to get kapara, so that's enough not to win the din Torah here, quote unquote. It's enough to make a hakosh. I want to say a teeth of heart now. You know when it's not called me'elov? When there's a hakosh here. I'm taking now this part of the brother. When is it not called me'elov? Two ages. So Kol's man, there's no hakosh today, then that's called me'elov. That's called, you know. You are makish to Eidim. Nobody was makish to Eidim over here. All the information has the Eidim. You feel like the Eidim. If there's a hakosha to the Eidim, then it's not called me'elov. A hakosha doesn't mean that it's enough to beat the Eidim. Amigu is not enough to beat the Eidim. The Omdur is not enough to beat the Eidim. But there's a hakosha here. Once there's a hakosha to the Eidim, then it's not called me'elov. Me'elov means that I'm not makish to Eidim. Me'elov means I'm not machish de'edim. If I'm machish de'edim, then I'm not chayav a korban because it's not called me'elov. Just what do I need to be called a hakosha? The topic is not what do I need to beat the edim. The topic over here, what do I need to be called a hakosha? That's the topic over here. So the Gemara says, my Talmud Rabbanan, what do you mean there's no hakosha? Meir's right? Hakosha la'akov de'edim? No, it's called a hakosha. The minute it's called a hakosha, the minute there's a hakosha, I was machish de'edim, so it's not called me'elov, it's not called it's machiv anymore. That's nifle la'mito shel Torah. I want you to pay attention now to the second Rashi. Migu di boi, moi roi tzil ha-shakri, yochal lemme mezer ha-yisi. So the Pashup Shad is that the Migu is that a Kurdish that originally mezer ha-yisi. Rashi says a slightly different Migu. Umasha amarti, lo yochalti shoygel ha-mezer. Interesting Migu. What's the Migu? The Migu is a Kurdish that back then mezer ha-yisi? Or the Migu is that now I could taich ois mit tartzinon and taich ois that what I said lo yochalti means mezer and apashoygek. I don't know why Rashi kvetches that that's the migu. We're going to talk about tomorrow. The Ramban addresses it in another piece of the Ramban. Well, what's this kvetch that there's a migu, not just that I could have said mezer yisi, but I could change my taina now. Now that's that. Now, one second. Tosis over here, ask a question. You didn't see it, so Tosis here? No. What? Well, now, place over here, there's two places over here. Place over here asked a question, which everything I said today for Rashi doesn't help yet. There's another question on Rashi that Tosfos asks, and we're going to see B'shot Tova U'Mutzlachas tomorrow.